We're talking today with Dr. Seth Bird, our state extension cotton specialist at Oklahoma State University. Seth, let's talk a little bit about this 2018 crop. I know that we're still in the process of wrapping up harvest and getting it ginned. Kind of walk me through this growing season, though. How do you think we did overall?
Well, it was certainly a struggle. It wasn't an easy season, and probably wasn't as stress-free or otherwise as maybe smooth as couple of the past years have gone. We had a pretty dry start. I mean, all of Oklahoma was dry, you know, early part of the year into the spring and into really that good window of planting for cotton, which would, you know, in some places is going to start as soon as late April, but through May into early June. We had enough rain over most of the area to get the crop up, but it was certainly a struggle, and you know, replanting was not uncommon for several folks. But we got through those early struggles, and we actually had a pretty good middle of the season. We got some rain when we needed it. It wasn't excessive amounts, and some places we wish it kind of had come a little bit sooner to help our yield potential. But regardless, we got through, you know, the July August months pretty well. And then we did have some late rain and cool cloudy weather in the fall. Not nearly as bad as it could have been. I think a lot of the crop was kind of running ahead this year, and I think a lot of that has to do with early season stress followed by, you know, pretty good conditions when we're setting fruit in the middle, and so we were kind of ahead of the curve, and that really helped us out at the end when we did kind of lose out on some heat units and some sunshine, and we had some excessive rain there in September, October. But overall, it's not been the easiest season ever, but, you know, I guess there's never an easy season, but We've come through it pretty well. We're not going to see the yield, you know, per acre numbers that we saw in 2017, but I think our overall production and what I've been hearing back from our producers, everybody seems happy with what they got this year. It probably turned out better than we thought.
So our indications are at this point, you think that we're getting at least what USDA has projected for the state?
You know, it's always so hard to tell when we haven't ginned, you know, we've ginned a small fraction of what we're going to produce this year. It's so tough to tell. We'll probably be pretty close, but I think we'll probably know more as we go into January, February, we get a lot more of this crop through the gin.
What at this, you know, at this point, you know, when you look at, you know, just what you've seen out in the field, you feel okay and feel like this is going to end up being ginned, and you know, when they get it actually through the process, the quality of the crop's going to be good?
I think it's going to be good. You know, we may not have great quality. We may not be, you know, premiums on every parameter that, like we'd like to see, but we were certainly worried with some of the weather we had during the fall that usually will ding some color grades, and we're seeing a little bit of that reflected in the class reports as we follow week to week, kind of how it's trending. But overall, we're still staying in that either the base range for most of our values or some premiums on some things. And I think, you know, you look at things like Micronair, where we're staying in that, and I know there were some concerns of maturing some with this crop out at the end, and it looks like we probably had a little bit better fiber maturity than maybe a lot of us thought, including myself. And so again, I think it goes back to the crop just kind of being ahead all year. And so yeah, definitely no red flags you know, or anything to be concerned with yet, and I think we should probably stay that way and kind of stabilize as we get, again, you know, as we get more of this crop through the gin and we start seeing those classing grades come back, we're going to have a much better idea of where we stand probably in 3 to 4 weeks. And we'll be kind of, you know, well past the halfway mark.
I know, you know, there's been a tremendous amount of interest in cotton the last couple of years. We had some new folks come in a year ago, and I think additionally more folks planting in this 2018 season. What sort of, you know, interactions have you had with some of these newer people? Have they been pretty, you know, have they adapted pretty well to some of the different agronomic practices they've got to, you know, pay attention to with cotton?
I mean, I've been, yeah, really impressed. And I'll say this, I've had a lot of phone calls this year from folks that are probably in their, you know, first, second, or third year of growing cotton. And it's kind of funny that, you know, when they call, it's not, you know, oh, I've got a disaster on my hands, or I don't know what's going on. I mean, they've got, they're already just tweaking their operation to try to optimize what they're doing. I mean, they're very, you know, in tune with what the crop needs. You know, sometimes I don't know what I'm doing here because, you know, all these new guys, they seem to just have it all figured out already. And it's been really impressive. And I think it's kind of that fine line between, you know, folks will a lot of times talk about how complicated cotton is, or, and I think it can almost be intimidating, but I think these folks just look at it, just it's something different, and we treat it differently than a crop we may have grown in the past, you know, whether it's a winter crop or a summer crop or, you know, grain or oilseed. It's a different plant, it's a different crop, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a harder crop to grow. We just manage it differently, and I've been absolutely thrilled and excited to work with these new producers because they're so much fun and show up, and, you know, they've got, you know, the right variety selected for their area. They're clean fields. They don't have weed issues. I mean, they're really, you know, invested in this crop work. And this is not a, I'm just going to give this a try on a few acres. You know, they're not planting cotton for fun. They're planting cotton to make money. And that's really what it is. Like, you know, this is going to be the crop that they need to help them, you know, stay in business. And it's, and I think that it's great that we're doing that. And that we're doing it here in Oklahoma, and that these new producers are being so successful with it. So it's been a real, honestly, a joy for me to do that this year, to work with some of these folks, and I've learned a lot from them. And so, yeah, they've really, you know, done a great job, and I think that, you know, some of them are kind of hooked now, and they may even get into it into a larger scale in the coming years.
You know, in your mind, both, you know, your experiences in Texas and now here in Oklahoma, do you feel that, you know, the last few growing seasons that we've seen kind of a pretty significant jump in the technology that's available, the newer genetics and the new varieties? It seems like that's really made a difference. You know, obviously the million bale crop that we had a year ago was maybe part of that. But just seems like there has been we've really seen producers be able to take advantage of some of these things.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. So, I mean, really starting in, you know, 2015, 2016, I mean, really 2016, the first year we really saw the mass adaption of these new varieties. And by new varieties, I mean it's new traits, and that's really what's pushing everything. We've had a complete turnover in varieties being grown and traits that are out there, and we're almost getting ready to see that turnover even another time with the new BT traits that are coming out, and they are out, just they're going to be on a larger scale. So, and really, it's a lot that goes into that. It's, you know, not only are these varieties, and we constantly, you know, and I say we, cotton industry, the seed companies are constantly trying to make improvements, and it's not just traits, it's quality, it's yield. And so that's allowing for us to, you know, have a more productive crop from the just the pure genetics standpoint, and then on top of that, being able to use some products that we haven't been able to use in cotton in the past. Or if you look at it from the BT side, having greater protection from, you know, some of those yield-robbing pests that are really a problem. And so it puts folks that have been growing cotton for years and years and decades, you know, in a position to have maybe a better variety or varieties that they can produce on their farm. But on the other hand, it also allows for cotton to move into areas that maybe before it was able to move into. By having some of these traits that we have now, we can push it and we can put it in areas that maybe weren't, you know, really conducive to trying to grow cotton 3-4 years ago. Now we're seeing those areas, you know, being some of our most productive areas, you know, specific to Oklahoma and even into Texas, that we have out there in the Southwest right now. So it's been a real big, you know, it's almost, you hate to use the word revolution, but it kind of has been for the cotton world, considering where we were at even 4 years ago compared to what we have now. So it's been a pretty tremendous and a big impact on cotton as a whole.
Seth, do you think that, you know, this newer technology, is this making cotton a competitive crop with the things that guys can grow in like North Central Oklahoma, Central Oklahoma, you know, maybe more so than ever before?
Yeah. I mean, I think it definitely helps. I think it's part of it, having those traits involved, you know. We're moving into areas where maybe we don't have we have a different management style in the way we grow crops, you know. Maybe we're not as reliant on tillage. And so having these post options and a wider array of post options certainly helps. But, you know, really, when I talk to producers that are, you know, in these, you know, newer areas or, you know, areas that are coming back into cotton, you know, the traits certainly have something to do with it. But at the end of the day, you know, what they say time and time again is, you know, that this is the crop that they feel that they can, you know, make money on. And I think that's key. And I think that's key, not only that cotton's got a strong market right now, but that, you know, we're not going to – we understand how to make money with this crop, that it's not that, you know, beast that, you know, that we hear a lot, that you have to spend all this money in it. You know, I think, again, it kind of goes back to the new producers really being in tune with what they're doing. They, you know, they're very aware of how to manage the crop and to not go overboard. And really with cotton, going overboard can be just as bad as, you know, abandoning it as far as hurting our returns and hurting the yield and the quality. So, yeah, I think traits definitely help, but it's a small part of a larger picture that we see with kind of the state of just where we're at across the board on crops right now and what really is financially feasible to produce.
One last question, Seth. Early indications. I know this is way early, but you're not that far away from this Red River Crops Conference that you're going to be talking about 19. What are you hearing from folks? You think we'll see a few more acres maybe looked at for cotton in 19?
So I'm conservative when it comes to these kind of things, and I think what you just said, a few more acres, is kind of what I've been saying. You know, I think we could certainly in Oklahoma hit the 800,000 mark. We'll probably, from what I've heard, every indication is that we're going to go over 800,000. But I've also heard several folks that are certainly well-connected and know the industry and know our state say that we're going to go well beyond that. So I don't know if we're going to have a lot of new growers or a lot of the same growers with a lot of new acres or a mixture of both next year, but I certainly don't think we're going to see cotton go down anytime soon, at least in 2019. I think probably see another acres jump again. It's honestly, at this point, it's how big of a jump is that going to be?
Thank you, Seth. Dr. Seth Bird, cotton specialist at Oklahoma State University. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.